EBEX.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Happy Friday, America. You're on the Sons of Liberty, and you get an opportunity today to call in and share your views on certain topics that I know are near and dear to your heart, namely liberty. But before we move into that realm of the program, I always like to start with some firm words. You know, Christ told us, whosoever hears the sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. Those sayings of Christ are a rock, folks. If we don't apply everything in this program to that rock, don't listen to us. It's a waste of time. To hit or miss makes no sense at all. It's like jumping out into the ocean and grabbing a map and having a compass that hits or misses. That's ridiculous. Don't go in the ocean. Don't tune in, folks, if we can't ground what we say to the Word of God. Don't tune in to anybody. I would highly suggest that you don't tune in unless it squares with that moral law of God, that law which Christ gave us, that love which fulfilled the law. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house and it fell not. It was founded upon a rock. We ended the program yesterday talking about that. You're going to know who is of God and who is not, because they'll fall. They'll fall. And the reason I bring that up is because those winds and the rain that Christ is referring to there is none other than trials, tribulations, temptations, and everything the world's got to give to beat you down, to get you to operate in fear rather than faith, to get you to succumb instead of overcome. To get you to say, there's no hope, our government's gone too far, the people are too bad. I mean, what kind of a pathetic message is that? Oh, well, nothing we can do. Just the way it is. I can't do nothing. Why should I do anything? God saved me so I don't have to do anything. Duh! But I'm saved and I'm rolling into heaven, but now listen to what I say and take it literally, to hell with the rest of the world. Isn't that the mentality of some people? They're just depressing. It's like, ick, you know? You may be a nice guy, you may be really smart, but stay away from me. And by the way, don't talk to my kids, because we don't need that type of mentality. We don't need that spirit, if you will, that scent to get upon us. There is so much hope, and there's hope every day. Why? Because we serve the King of Kings, the God of Heaven that created all things. The Creator! You think he can't turn things around with a flick of his fingers, with a blast of his nostrils? He can't drown our oppressors? The enemy said in the book of Exodus, when Pharaoh was chasing after Moses, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake. My lust, my desires shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. I will divide the spoil. And what does Moses said? Thou blewest thy wind, the sea covered them, and they sank as lead in mighty waters. Yeah, their swords helped them sink. Their thought processes and their chariots helped them sink. Everything that was for their benefit actually turned to work against them. Why?
Well, because we were talking about the end times. It's the end of the world. The government's too corrupt. People are too bad. We're doomed. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum. We're doomed.
I mean, that's why God shows up on your behalf. Because you're doomed? No, because you serve him. And he promises. I want to serve. I want to be on his side. I want to talk about him in this show because I'm not interested and what type of eloquence we can put forward or put together for a show to talk about how smart we are about something stupid like economics. It follows morality, folks. Now, economics in and of itself is not stupid. It can very well be a vessel that the Lord uses, and of course he does. But the point is, if you forget the source, as Christ said, you forget the rock, good luck in a storm, bud. We got that rock. The Sons of Liberty understand that rock. And we understand it more and more and more. Why? Because he enlightens our hearts more and more and more. The less that we lose heart, the more we take heart and take courage and be strong, as God told Joshua. Think about that. Joshua comes into an entire new country. People are twice the size of him, or, you know, a third the size of him. They're bigger than him. They got armies. They've got walls. They've got cities. And you know what he said?
Oh, Lord. It's the end of the world. The other side's just too big. And it's the way it's going to be. It's the way it is. Some things will never change. Oh, Lord.
Is that the Joshua you read about? Well, first you need to read about him. Go to the book of Joshua. There's the book named after him. You want to get excited and get victory? Or sit around hanging in the drab, dull, boring Eeyore?
Oh, Winnie the Pooh. You're always so happy. I wish honey would do that to me.
Taste! The Lord said it's a land that flows with milk and what? Honey! It's time to get Winnie the Pooh, folks! Get your honey! The Lord called you to. That is your blessing and promise. Cleave to his sayings. Cleave to that rock, for that is your salvation in the storm. And the storms will come, and the storms are coming, and they're here right now. They're right upon us. We're right in the middle of them. Reminded of what Dick Winters said when the man said, you'll be surrounded, Dick. And he said, we're paratroopers. We're supposed to be surrounded. This is where we live, thrive, and extract our honey. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret your credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Folks, you didn't call me yesterday and tell me where that came from. And I'm really let down. I know you know more about our founding documents than what you portrayed yesterday by not calling. Call 1-877. This is the time now where you make sure your pen works and your pencil works, and you don't lose this number. All right, I'm giving you an extra second. I hear it all the time. I was trying to write it down, and the pen wasn't working, and then I tried to prick myself and write it in blood, and I couldn't find a needle, and the trials and tribulations. 1-877-807-9977. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. 1-877-807-9977. And you know what? I'll even give you a hint as to what the answer is. Go to Twitter, ConstitutionJM, and you'll find it. It was my last tweet. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. 1-877-807-9977. And folks, you can call in if you want to comment on any of the topics that we're covering right now. Now, really quick, I found this on GCN's website, GCNlive.com. I talked last week about how entertaining yourself makes you stupid. Now, guess what's happening in the football field? Remember we went over it, all these purple people eater fans here in Minnesota were saying, well, you know, as long as I'm safe while I'm, you know, drinking beer and watching the football game, I'm cool with everybody frisking me down before I go into the stadium thing, you know. I mean, it's the price we got to pay to be safe, right? And then we talked about Benjamin Franklin. Don't exchange liberties for temporary safety. You don't deserve either if you're willing to do that. But guess what happened now at Lambeau Field in the city of Green Bay in Wisconsin? They installed metal detectors! Because when you entertain yourself, you make yourself stupid.
Oh, well, I'll go through the metal detector. I mean, it's a heck of a lot faster than letting somebody frisk me.
I mean, come on! That's like the cow or the sheep saying, "Whoa, I love these little gates that they put us into. It really, they're really narrow, and I don't even have to choose which way I have to turn, left or right. I can just go forward, and I don't even have to think about it. This is awesome, man! Give me more of these gates!" Well, the problem is after you go through that gate, Mr. Sheepy, or Mr. Cowie, you're dead. You don't get to go through another gate.
Oh, maybe that's a bad idea. Here, let me back up.
No, you can't, because there's other morons following behind you. There's other sheep and other cows. I don't mean to use the term moron. I'm really not trying to debase people. But folks, we've got to think. Come on, what is this leading to? And of course, they're going to gun for the entertainment fields, because who wants to argue about entertainment? I don't have time to sit. I just paid $200 for these tickets. I don't really care. Just hurry up. Let me get in the field. It's not even a big deal. I know that. Oh, let me guess. The people that make these metal detectors, that costs money to make those. So when the NFL or any of these teams shake hands with a nice contract to build metal detectors, to install them in their fields, guess what? There's a pro quo. They're selling you out for a little bit of dough. And they're selling their country out to desensitize us to not even know what in the world liberty is. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Where's it at, folks? Where is that phrase found? What founding document? 1-877-807-9977. Now, just recently, we heard about the man who was confirmed by a senior U.S. official, Yemen's Defense Ministry, Friday, that Anwar al-Awlaki, a radical Islam cleric and a high-ranking member of the al-Qaeda, has been killed. Al-Awlaki is a 40-year-old U.S. citizen born in New Mexico and has been linked to al-Qaeda in Yemen.
He's a U.S. citizen. He's an American. Yeah, terrorists, they don't just grow them over in the Middle East now. They grow them here in America, too. Isn't that what they're saying? He's an American. He's an American. There's terrorists. They might be in your backyard. They might be in your basement. They might be in school with you. They might go to college with you. They might drive your cabs. They might frisk you at the airports. They might change your bed sheets in the hotels. They might own the hotel. There's terrorists everywhere. Terror, 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 terror.
Okay, I've got a good idea for America. Let's practice our Second Amendment. Let's be vigilant about our liberties so that terrorists are terrified to come here, that we're a terror unto terror. Oh, no, Jake, that's the wrong conclusion to draw out of this. No. You need to give up your guns. You need to give up your rights. You need to empower a federal system that in turn empowers an international system called the UN, and then everything will be better. And then we'll all speak a German, you know, yeah. This guy's no more American than Bin Laden himself, whoever Bin Laden is. If Bin Laden is, I don't know. I don't know. I've never met the guy. I hear a lot about him. But now we're hearing about this guy who is a U.S. citizen. What makes you American, folks? What makes you American? You tell me, was this man American? What brought our founders together? They risked their lives, fortunes, and their sacred honor. What was it that they believed? What did they pledge? What was their covenant? How do they communicate it? What makes you an American? Is it because you're born here? Is it because you speak English? Well, both of those are prerequisites, yes. But does that necessarily make you an American? If I'm born here and I speak English and I like to blow things up that are filled with American people, does that make me American?
Yeah, you know, he's American. He's just, you know, he got tolerate. You can't say he's not an American. I know he's dead, but he still has rights. I mean,
you can't say that, Jake. That's just over the top. That's not. If anything, this proves our tolerance for sin, doesn't it? What is tolerance really about? Tolerating sin. That's what it's about when you hear it through the mainstream. There's nothing American about this guy. What are the three basic points? The three basic points that make you American. I will debate this with anybody on the planet. If you're outside of this, you're truly not American. If you're outside of these three points, can you live here? Yes. Can you be born here? Yes. Can you have a driver's license here? Yes. I'm just telling you, you are not American. If you don't fall in these three criteria, there is a God, a creator God. Our rights come from him, number two. And number three, the purpose of government is to defend these God-given rights. Remember when it says in their oaths, to protect us from enemies foreign and abroad. Domestically. This man was not American. I just want to put that, but listen to the headlines. An American born and bred terrorist. He's not American. He was not bred by our ideals. He was not bred by our morals, our ethics, our standards. He's not American. Stop saying that. An American. So what's next? I mean, what's after that? Okay, so there's an American in the terrorist. Let's just follow this thought process, okay, folks? Because I wanted you to see the end of the tunnel here. And if there's no light down there, it's actually really black, and then a gate shuts behind you, and you're trapped. Oh, well, if there's an American terrorist being born right here in our backyard, well, then we need to start to classify. Even though you're an American, you might be a terrorist. You might have to forfeit some rights if we believe you're a terrorist. Well, what do you mean if you believe I'm a terrorist? What does it mean for me to be a terrorist? Well, maybe you homeschool your children. Oh, that'll never happen. It did. Napolitano, you got to stay on the lookout for those crazy homeschoolers. Maybe terrorists. If you believe the Constitution really strongly. I mean, if that Constitution thing has gone to your head, man, you know, obviously you're nuts. I mean, like, you talk about it like every day. This guy's nuts. He's like infatuated with the Constitution. That's got to be a classification for a terrorist. Yes. I don't know. I'm just throwing out suggestions. If homegrown terrorists are here in our country, then what are we going to do with them? What are we going to do about this, America? I know what we need to do. We need to focus on jobs. Do you have enough time for that clip? Dang it! I overtalked. I have a great clip for you folks. Because it is important right now that we need to talk about jobs. We need to pass the job bill, says this administration. The job bill. Because you and I both know that the government creates jobs. No, you and I both know that the government doesn't create jobs. Not one job. It's not a job creator. I mean, Jake Carney even knows that. The government creates the environment that protects business owners so they can employ more people, so that jobs can be created. That's the reality of this. There's no magic hat like the magician who pulls the rabbit out of it. There's no rabbits and there's no jobs in the government's hat, folks. They're merely just to protect the climate. And we're going to talk about this. But some people in the government, including this administration, are very confused about that. They've got a different idea of what government should be doing for us. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
We'll be right back. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP, by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, by the Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl, and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Okay, folks, I give up asking. I've just got to tell you the answer to the question. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, is found in the Declaration of Independence. That gives the legal justification of the authority that our government has been granted. Right there, the Declaration of Independence. That wasn't that hard. I'm sure many of you knew it. All you got to do is dial those little numbers. But folks, we're going to continue on. What do you guys think about the metal detectors? I mean, some people might, you know, at the I think it's the Packers now. They got the Green Bay Packers, the city that has the team. The Green Bay Packers. What do you think about them putting metal detectors in there? No big deal? Not a big deal. What's the big deal? 1-877-807-9977. I mean, there's metal detectors at the airports. I mean, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? 1-877-807-9977. Well, I'll tell you what the big deal is. And actually, there was a book written once upon a time in the 1700s, late 1700s, by a man called Thomas Paine. And in his book, Common Sense, he had a little quote. And he talked about time making more converts than reason. And in that particular, I'm trying to get the exact quote. Time makes more converts than reason. What he said is a long time of not thinking a thing wrong gives it the appearance of being right. So a long time of thinking, well, it's just a scanner. It's not that difficult. I'll just walk through it. If I got a gun, it's going to protect me, blah, blah, blah. You know, some people say that they use maybe that that guy who had the taser gun and shot somebody in the football game. Oh, that's it. We need scanners. No, you need to stop people from becoming drunken idiots. Isn't that the solution? Scanners don't stop people from being drunken idiots. Sorry, guys. Just that's not what scanners do. I'm sure somebody could make a lot of money, though, if they could figure out how to make a scanner that stops somebody from being a drunken idiot. They would shoot somebody with a taser at a football game. Why in the world are we going to see football games at all? I mean, is there not a cause right now in your own country and your own liberties?
Oh, come on, Jake. I got season tickets. Not a big deal. I take the kids there once in a while. It's just a little relaxation.
You get what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying. 1-877-807-9977. Now, as we move forward, we're going to talk about jobs. Because that's the topic. Forget scanners. We shouldn't be talking about scanners anyways. Americans want to know how they're going to get jobs, how they're going to get back to work. We don't want to talk about moral issues and personal liberties and freedoms. We need to talk about jobs. There's men and women out there right now, and there is, starving because they don't have a job, because the government hasn't figured out how to give them a job yet. Let's listen to her. Obama's senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett. She sounds, I'm serious, you guys, she sounds like such a nice lady. And I think that's why they picked her. I mean, it had to be. She sounds so sincere and she's saying, but she's so wrong. Go ahead, let's play her clip.
And he has a vision for our country, and I think his American job, that's a very positive signal about what we could do instantly to create some jobs, because we know that's the backbone of our community. We have to give people a livelihood so that they can provide for their families. And it's a vision, I think his is a moral vision. It's a deeply, it's a vision based very deeply in values and taking care of the least of these. And making sure that we are creating a country that's a country for everybody, not just for the very, very wealthy, but for working hard to lift people up out of poverty and give them a better life and footing. And that's what government is supposed to do. And what he has said is he's not willing to balance our budget on the backs of the least of us. Those who are most vulnerable, those who depend so steeply on the safety net programs that our country is like the rock and foundation of our country.
Okay, you get the emphasis of what she's talking about. And then she goes back down to the script, you know.
Our budget shouldn't be balanced on the backs of the middle class. Why? Why do the Tea Partiers want to balance our budget on the poor middle class? They're hurting America. They want to protect rich people. And the president has a vision deeply based in values. A vision of taking care of the least of these. See that? That's in the Bible, too. You can see that. Take care of the least of these.
Yeah, Matthew 25:34, which says, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." This is the moral king of the universe. "For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we sick, and you were in prison, and we came to you? The king answered and said unto him, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these." Remember that little least of these things she said? "My brethren, ye have done it unto me." That is awesome! So let's go empower some churches. Let's take the shackles of government garbage and regulation off of them. And let's encourage churches. Let's do PR campaigns for churches. Let's encourage the poor to go to church. Let's get them on their moral feet so that they can do all that the scripture verse that you just quoted said to do. Let's do it. Churches, get busy. Come on. This administration is behind you. We are going to support you. We're not going to give you money, but we are going to support you. We are going to do everything possible we can do to make sure that churches in our community succeed so they can do these things. Oh, that's not what she's saying?
No, Jake, that's not what she's saying.
Oh, that's not in the script. It's not in the playbook, the liberal playbook. But I thought the liberals love everybody.
Yeah, well, they've got a different idea of things on this.
Oh. There I go again. Getting loony in the Bible. Well, I mean, they use the Bible.
Yeah, but they've got their own interpretation of the Bible.
Oh, I see. Wow. What a world we live in. Wouldn't that be stinking nifty to be able to be a lib? Right is wrong, wrong is right. Whenever you want it, however you want it, use a little of the Bible.
Don't use any of the Bible. No, Bible's very bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Now, sometimes we can use the Bible, but you can't. Only we can. We have to give people a livelihood so they can provide for their families.
No, you don't.
It's not the purpose of government. Not the purpose of government. To secure our rights is the purpose of government. Ed from Washington, You have a comment on the TSA. Listen, this all ties in, folks. We're not jumping from topic to topic. It has everything to do with liberty. But, Ed, I do want to ask you a question. Did you know that that phrase, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed? Did you know that that was found in the Declaration of Independence?
I'm sorry you'd have to repeat that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must be talking too fast.
My phone is probably not as good as it should, you know, I'd like, but go ahead.
Okay. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
Yeah, okay.
What
I go with that.
What document is that found in? Do you know?
Gosh, I don't know as much as I should. I
1776.
Okay, Declaration of Independence.
You got it. Nice job, Ed. You are definitely getting a gift from the Sons of Liberty. Now,
well,
you wanted to comment on the TSA. You know what? You need to comment on the TSA because while this administration is talking about jobs, we're losing our liberties. And one example of that is this TSA garbage. So go ahead. Shoot away. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. Thanks, Bradley. And it just goes
actually,
to
this
show
is Jake. This
everything
is Jake, Ed, but that's
the government
okay.
wants to accomplish, they make it worse. Now, somebody made a really good comment about the TSA the other day, and it was that when they check people at these NFL football games, it's going to cause a congested lines, and that will actually increase the terrorist risk. Because if somebody wanted to, attack this group of people, they're all congested around the entry gate. Well, that basically creates the situation where that would be a higher risk.
Wow, that's a way to put it. But you know what? They would turn the microphone off on you, Ed. That's not very convenient. Come on, how are we going to sell? How are we going to sell these electric scare these metal scanners to the rest of the NFL teams when we got guys like Ed going around and pointing out our hypocrisy? Ed, shame on you! You're not American. You're unpatriotic. You're racist. You're everything. You're bad.
Well, yeah. Let's boycott the NFL until they get their act together. I can't believe they agreed to this. I don't understand why these businesses that want to go along with the TSA, they're going to destroy their businesses. They must be guaranteed bailout money by the government.
Okay.
To back them up. They're going to guarantee billions of dollars to Walmart when they put the scanners in the TSA televisions in there and start broadcasting Napolitano's face all over the Walmart store. They're going to back them up with hundreds of billions of dollars when they destroy their own business.
You know, Ed, do you feel that might be borderline treasonous, then, that what some departments in our own federal government... Now, remember the quote we started with? To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. So that they're supposed to secure these rights. They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed.
Bradley, I really do.
No, that's okay. Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold here. We've got a gift for you, but I want to bring up a topic off air here. Thank you so much for calling Ed in Washington. We've got a thinker in Washington State. Well, that makes sense. It's Washington State, not D.C. I hope there's thinkers. There is thinkers in D.C. Of course there is. But could it be possible that at one particular time, an institution that is meant to secure the rights of the people, deriving their powers from the consent of the government, would be used against its own people? That would be treasonous. I'm not saying every department. We don't just lump them all into one category. But if certain departments are used to commit treason against your own people, we need to do away with it. We need to withdraw our power so that our rights can remain secure. By the way, the TSA is not in the Constitution, folks. We've got a couple seconds here before break. Call in 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Should the government be creating jobs? Should we have TSAs in Walmarts? We'll be back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
I should hold on to your seats. October is going to be the turning point when it comes to the progressive fight back. You can see it coming. When Warren Buffett comes out and says, look, we got to do something to raise taxes and to do better by America. You got young people, they're good kids, they've graduated from college. Some of them have gone over there, fought wars, and come back and can't find a job. There's a generation of Americans that's looking around saying, what is the American dream going to look like for me? They're going to be standing up. We are a part of something called the American Dream Movement. We're having a huge summit.
They're having a huge summit. They're going to talk about jobs. They're going to talk about raising taxes so the American dream can be possible for all of us. Now, when I get into this rhetoric, when I start listening to it, man, Van Jones, you've got it going on. I'm going to play another clip later that's like he's ragging on Chris Christie. He's talking about how absurd what Chris Christie's talking about. If any of you guys heard the Chris Christie speech. Matter of fact, cut to that, would you? Would you just go to the part where he comments on the Chris Christie thing? We're going to go to that. And then we've got Patrick in Virginia commenting on jobs. Folks, if you want to weigh in on this, 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. The government can't create jobs. Okay, but at the end of it, I want to go to the end of it after Chris Christie talks. Then Van Jones comments. Because he gets you going on this train. It's really smooth. You know, why don't we want a better America? We need a better America. We need to help our children. We need to help the veterans. I mean, this is so silly. Rich people are holding out and they're destroying America. They're destroying America. We need to balance the budget. And rich people are holding out. They're not giving their fair share. They're not paying back America. That's the deal. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so we've got to do something. We've got to fix the problem. They've created the crisis. Now we've got to fix the problem. We've got to balance this budget. And then I start thinking, wait a minute. Tea parties aren't saying that we don't need to balance the budget. They're saying, stop the spending. No, we shouldn't balance the budget. And by the end of this conversation, you end up thinking to yourself, man, Tea Parties are really evil. They don't want to balance the budget. Now, wait a second. They're saying stop the spending. Well, if we stop the spending, then we got to stop the entitlements. If we stop the entitlements, then the people that get entitlements won't vote us in. We won't have any power left. So now we've got to demonize those that say that we need to balance our budget. Oh, boy. This is uncomplicated, but it can be spooky sometimes how slick these guys are. Patrick in Virginia, what say you? Comment on this job situation.
Yeah, that's a job situation I think is one of the biggest misinformation, fear-mongering tactics that come are using right now. And the reason I say this is because if you look at it, the national average fluctuates between 9.1% and 9.6%. But then, just a couple weeks ago, they reported that 51% of Americans are unemployed. So that really doesn't correlate. And you can go to any job website in any state, like my hometown, Virginia, and look at, there's plenty of jobs out there. I'm from a small town in Virginia, and within 25-mile radius, there is 527 open jobs just on the one website. So it may not be the job you want, but the jobs are out there, and I think it's just a big misinformation, misdirection thing the government is doing, which is going to make you want to pass these bills and increase this and that. If you look at it, it's just misdirection. You just got to open your eyes and look at it, what it is. There are jobs out there. Plenty.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I'm going to put you on hold. We have got a gift for you, and I think you're going to love it. What a great point. Burst that little bubble. And that's what I'm thinking. You know, Van Jones talks about this kid who's going to come back from the war, and he's like, man, I can't find a job. Or these people that, you know, they just can't find work. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, our organization's hiring. People are hiring. What do you mean there's no jobs? There is jobs. Listen, the reason I even bring up this topic, because it has to do with economics. And that's not our mission. It's not our mission. Sons of Liberty's mission is not economics. I am saying that the government needs to stay in its jurisdiction. It cannot create jobs. Once it starts to think it can do something that's not delegated to it to do, then it starts to think it can do a whole lot of things that aren't delegated. Then pretty soon we forget to delegate powers. And they just assume the powers. And then guess what they come for? The First Amendment to the Bill of Rights. It's the most important one. That's why it was number one. Congress shall make no laws. No. Let me just go back. You need to understand this. Why am I talking about jobs? Because this administration feels that it can create jobs. That's the purpose and point. Oh, heck, it's not just this administration. It seems like everybody's talking about jobs. Jobs, 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 jobs. We're going to create jobs. We're from the government. We're going to create jobs. Jobs. Woo! Jobs. No, you're not going to create jobs. It's not your purpose, your jurisdiction. But if they assume a jurisdiction that does not belong to them, then tomorrow they're going to assume a different jurisdiction. And then the next day they're going to assume a different jurisdiction. And they're going to say, hey, guys, this is working out pretty well. We can vote our own pay raises. We can assume our own jurisdictions. And the people keep paying in. Sooner or later, folks, they're going to intrude on a jurisdiction that is near and dear to you, that will affect your life, liberty, and property. And then what? Oh, I wish I would have listened to that preacher when he was talking about jobs and that the government was going outside of its jurisdiction, because now it led to this. And if I just looked at his story that speaks 2020 vision to us, I can see every step they took. As they progressively, as Mr. Van Jones said, look out for October. Here's the month. We're going to fight back. We're going to fight against the evil Tea Partiers who say we're spending too much. We're going to tax more. Well, isn't taxing somebody, as a matter of fact, Jefferson said this, I'm going to paraphrase it. When you tax somebody, you force somebody to take their revenue and you use it for something that they morally do not believe in, that is immoral. Immorality has everything to do with the religious concept. You know, in the Old Testament, our next caller is going to comment on this. You know what the king had to do? He had to have a copy of the book of the law, and he had to write it out with his own pen. He had to know what the laws stated so that he stayed within the confines of those laws and never assumed a jurisdiction that actually belonged to the people and, more importantly, to God. But, tell us, Mr. Wayne, in Tennessee, what should our leaders know if they're going to serve the American people in any of the institutions of government? What should they know?
Well, one of the things they should know is that they serve us. Let me read something to you very quickly. And we'll say that we're talking about Obama. Okay, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Come on, read it, brother.
He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution.
And the list goes on and on and on.
Absolutely.
And tell me, sir, where you are reading from, because I love that document. Doesn't it help us?
It should tell this whole nation, if they'll just read the Declaration of Independence and understand what we were fighting against, they will understand that it's still here. We have to awaken the people and let them just, I pray, just ask them to read this one document. Read it. That's all. Don't have to study it. Don't have to do anything but just read the Declaration of Independence.
Wayne, thank you for your call. That is your homework. You just heard this man, this sharp-thinking man from Tennessee, vigilant of his rights, vigilant of the Declaration of Independence. Read the Declaration of Independence. The gentleman earlier from Washington said he wasn't familiar with exactly which text we were referring to. Read the Declaration of Independence. Do it. Do it now. Don't condemn yourself and say, man, I wish I would have known. Oh, I'm so stupid. It's the end of the world. Jesus is coming and I'm dead. No, just read it. Read it, folks. I encourage you. Please, please read it. Read the Declaration. Get eyes to see. Let God enlighten your eyes, the God of heaven, the God of Jacob. Now, I started this on a frame of us losing hope. There is so much hope. Listen to this. And he was entered into a ship. His followers followed him. His disciples followed him. So speaking of Christ. Thank you for your call, Wayne. Thank you. Read the Declaration. That is your homework this week from the Sons of Liberty. Read the Declaration of Independence. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch the ship was covered with waves. But he was asleep. Christ was asleep. It's the end of the world. Everything's terrible. Everything's bad. And there's Christ sleeping. And his disciples came unto him and said, Lord, save us. We perish. Jesus, come back. Rescue us. This world is getting too wicked and evil. He said unto them, why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Folks, that is our answer. We'll be with you next week. Have a great weekend.
Home free and the strong home.